Welcome back to the playground right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket. I am Josh Zinke, Matt Misler, Jacob Babbitt, Antonio. He is back again. I want to thank all the callers for calling in. What a great segment. We had all those great callers. I want to thank everyone for calling in today. But since we only have an hour plus, I'm sorry, Jacob. I think that will be it for that. But yes.
The power of positivity.
Tomorrow Jay-Z's morning.
Jay-Z's just bullying guys.
Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., 6 to 10, Ira Weintraub, Sam Webb. They will be taking your calls. I know they must love hearing all the people crying about this 3-0 team. So, guess what? Go ahead.
With no turnovers. No turnovers in yesterday's game, you know?
Give me some negativity about that.
There's no turnovers.
Thank you. All right, so let's talk about this defense, you guys. This defense that was able to stop the triple op. Mm-hmm. They look like they're only getting better. That front four is very scary, and if they can stay healthy, because that's the scary part on the offensive side as well. But seeing that defense be able to go from sideline to sideline, and yes, there was a lot of running plays.
Yeah.
A bunch of them. But for them to actually get through their blocks, get into the backfield and stop Air Force to their lowest rushing output since 2008, something like that. That's some crazy stat.
Yeah, that's what
it's
Jacob
close to
said.
That.
Yeah.
2014.
That's close to 2008.
Yeah.
So Devin Bush and McCray both had 11 tackles yesterday. Bush added that one sack, and it was what happened on that play? He pretty much ran, and it looked like he had no one. But instead of just throwing it away, he decided to hang on to it, and it was a longer field goal, which they did make. But I'm like, wow, you can't do this early and get away, go out there, and then not just get rid of the ball. And maybe it was Bush's closing speed, but to be able to go down there and sack him for 13 yards, obviously it took a totally and plus there was a penalty on that drive as well, I believe, an unsportsmanlike penalty on Air Force as well, which, you know, when they went to break, you see the lineman come over and the coach just gets in his face because that ruined their drive, obviously. So let's, instead of going down through each player, give me your defensive player of the game, Miz.
I got to say, it's got to be Chase Winovich. He had himself a game. Plus, on top of that, too, I mean, with the silky flow as well, too, by the way.
Right.
But
get the handshake down.
You know, he actually made comments about that after the game with Doug Crash on the field, and he's like...
Crash?
Yeah, with Crash on the field, and he's like, yeah, I don't understand why people keep doing this. You know, I think we got something going, you know, between me and Rashawn Gary, but I kind of got sick and tired of all the, you know, white man can't do a good handshake kind of thing. But he commemorated the game to his grandma, who was at the game, and he had a stellar game. I think this was probably one of the best games that he had. You know, I mean, he had a great one against Florida, but I think this one was better for him over Cincinnati. So yeah. I think Chase Winovich is probably my defensive player of the game.
All right, Tony, your defensive player of the game.
I would say either Rashawn Gary or Devin Bush. I thought Devin Bush was flying around just like Chase Winovich was. I mean, he was involved in almost every single play on defense. You know, a lot of the times all the way out. On one of the sidelines. So I thought he was key to stopping the run. And then Rashawn Gary, I thought he did a good job inside. You know, he was double teamed sometimes. I thought he did a great job of, you know, playing his part.
All right, Jacob Babbitt, your defensive player of the game. You can choose one of these guys. You know, you can go with the same. You don't have to go different.
Yeah, I was going to go Winovich at first. So to be different, I'll go Winovich and McCray, both, you know, had a couple tackles for loss, so they were blowing things up and getting in the backfield, which is so important against, you know, such a run-heavy offense. But again, they were just causing so much disruption up front, just like that whole front seven, but I think those two really stood out. And also the other ones, you know, like Rashawn Gary, Devin Bush, they both played really well, so.
Yeah, and it's just a hard offense because once they get their hands on you, and there's a few plays where they were set up beautiful, and you just knew it was going to be a big gain for Air Force. But for most of the game, except for those few plays, they were able to actually stop, you know, around the line of scrimmage, if not, you know, 2-3 yards. And that's all they need is 2-3 yards each play. They're going to get that first down. And I thought Michigan did a great job, better than I thought they would get. And I, you know, I'm a negative person, but I kind of looked at it as you were able to shut this team down and the pass, the few times they actually threw the ball, it was kind of a shocking. But overall, 1 for 7, 1 for 9 overall. But obviously, Don Brown has these guys knowing that it could have been one of those games like, all right, this is kind of what we have coming up, but we got to work on our base stuff because obviously we know we're going to see this out of most everyone. I thought this might be that one game that we were going to see Air Force score a bunch. And we'd finally catch up with it. And I thought this as well yesterday. First quarter, Michigan comes out, they play hard, mm-hmm. and then they kind of get that lead and kind of just, all right, well, let's just keep them where they're at. Second, third, and then they come back in the fourth, and when they have to close it out. And yesterday, I felt all the way through the entire game, this defense did a very good job, did a very, very good job of containing them. And for most of every play, and yes, it was run. And because of that, it's harder on those linemen. Yes, they know what's coming, but it's also harder because you know you have to get through all these obstacles to go ahead and make that tackle. And I thought they did an awesome job. And just shows how great Don Brown is. That Don Brown can, what he did at Boston College was awesome with the players that he had. But to come here and get these kids all going in their mindset that know that, don't take plays off. Do not take plays off. This is what's going to lead them to a bunch of wins this year. And that's why when you hear about the offense, it's like, don't worry. You have this great defense. Yes, the offense is coming along. Are they horrible? No. But this defense is going to keep them in a lot of games, and I can't wait to see some of these big games when this defense, when you're going to see a lot of these closer games, and it helps that offense. It's not the offense – oh, we're going to go out there and run this clock. The defense go out there and just shut these teams down, and they did it with the Air Force as well. All right, so we know there's a kick return, a punt return. What'd you guys think of that?
I thought it was it definitely helped Donovan Peoples-Jones to finally break that off. I know that that there was always the last game that he had a muff punt.
Yeah.
So it was good to see him get back there. And take one, not just for a large game, but to take it to the house, that definitely first off lifts his spirit up, but also lifts the spirit of the fans, or at least I would hope the spirit of the fans that were at the game yesterday. So I think with the combination of both of those things, I think that definitely helped out Donovan Peoples-Jones. I think it was for the best, without a doubt.
All right, Tony, your thoughts on him as a punt returner, kick returner, and the job he did yesterday?
Well, I thought what he did yesterday was great. Before that, I didn't expect it, based on, what we'd seen previously from his returning, but it was absolutely tremendous. I mean, the other thing that I really liked about it was that it seemed to really spark the entire team, because that was kind of a point in the game where everyone seemed to be at a lull. The fans were kind of in a lull. The offense was kind of in a lull. The defense was kind of in a lull. And so after that, though, there was some more energy on the sideline. The fans got back into it, and I thought that that it helped kind of energize everyone, which was. And then obviously, the 7 points really helped, because at that point it was still pretty close. It was still. I think we maybe had like a one.
I think it was
one
possession. Yeah, I think it was 9-6 at that point.
Yeah, 9-6, and then the big thing was his first time that punt return. He caught it, fair caught it, and the crowd actually went crazy for it. Yeah. And it was one of those things like, you Michigan fans. Yes, I get it. And I think your boy Matt Mill Antonio said that he was pumped. I was like, oh, even the fans, they're so pumped that they're even cheering for a fair catch. But obviously, yes, from last week, it was great to see him actually get up there. And I think Dave Campbell from Twitter was right that he was fearless, and he doesn't mind it bouncing. And he could do that in high school, but this is a little different. Those guys are coming down there and a different kind of athlete. So when he caught it and just fair caught it, that's why you saw the crowd. But yes, for him to break it loose, how long have I been, Tonio, you've been here through the bad, those years. And it just always seemed like Northfleet, you always waited for him to finally break one loose. And you waited for these guys just to get one, because it doesn't happen that often. And it was great to see him get one in his young career here at Michigan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I was actually trying to think when the last punt or kick return we had. I mean, we had one last year, didn't we have? I thought we had maybe one last year. I can't remember.
Yeah,
it was Peppers. Yeah,
it was Julius. That's
right.
Yeah,
against
Peppers.
Rutgers.
No, this was Colorado. He had one during the Colorado game.
Oh, see, I wasn't here that week.
Yeah, that's right. Someone had a wedding or something, right?
I thought Rutgers there was one too, but
possibly. I mean, everyone I think scored, including me, and I was over at the Ice Cube, and somehow I scored. I ended up on the score sheet. I had no idea.
Wow. So one last thing before we go to our break, and then we'll look at all of college football. The punting. I think JJ brought it up. But he had it. His long was 45. He did have one inside the 20, but he did also have one that kind of went off the side of his foot.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to doom us for the whole season? Will Hart, will he have enough heart to make it through the season?
See, here's the thing. I don't know if that's going to be that big of an impact, but does he need to improve? Yeah. What needs to be done? I don't know. Maybe he needs to get a hold of Pat McAfee.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Call Pat McAfee. I mean, follow him on – if you follow him on Twitter, like, last week, he went over, like, it seemed like every punter in the NFL.
He broke down punting.
Yeah, and it's like, you don't get anyone to do that. And then maybe Will Hart needs to get a hold of Pat McAfee, who hit the seven digits on Twitter and is going to retire from Twitter, I think he said. But that's here nor there. But – is it going to kill us? Is it going to, is a punting game going to, kind of defeat us? I don't think so. I think as long as the defense holds strong after, a bad punt, I don't see an issue.
All right. So what I think I'm going to do is I think I know this, where he went to academy at. I'm going to go ahead and, not this week, I can't do it this week, but I'm going to have his kicking coordinator come on next week. Miz, I know you're hosting the show, but maybe you can give me 15 minutes
of your
time, and we'll talk to his kicking coordinator and maybe figure out what more, if this is something that is something that's going to doom Michigan, or is this something that can be corrected, or is this just going to be the way it is? Every once in a while, you might, shank one off the side of his foot. So we'll do that next week. I'll go ahead and line that up for next week's show.
Cool. That'd be great.
All right. When we come back, we're going to look all over college football, Big Ten as well. Look at this team, this Michigan football team, and much more. You're listening to Sports Talk 1050 WTK's Playground.